Welcome everyone to this great Seikokai event. An honor to be here with all of you, our Nikken Global Wellness community. This morning you will see outstanding leadership and great success stories. And the purpose of this event is to apply all the good teachings from our leaders and peers who are actively doing the business and having amazing results. Today our President and CEO, Luis Casuga, with us. Good morning, Luis.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Ruben. I'm so glad to be here. It's a great honor to be in this Seikokai in the month of September now. Well, it is really great to share with you this entire year. It has been a high privilege to be in this position to be able to work and co-create many things with all of you. So thank you for being here and have a great Seikokai.
Thank you very much. And my colleague, Jeff Isom. Thank you, Jeff, Karen Wellens, Eliza Corral, and Suzanne Steele. And today with me, co-hosting this event, are Diamond Vance Rogers. Let me read his bio. Let's get to know him a little bit better. So being a third generation, sheet metal, son of two entrepreneurs, created a different perspective of childhood. Then, at the network marketing element at age 10, Vance has yet to ever fill out a job application. Earning an associate's degree in practical theology led him into ministry, both part and full time, for 6 years. Nikken fulfilled both a physical and a financial need in ways that define the business's wellness beyond belief. From bringing relief due to a severe accident in the lower back, the additional income also relieved a wallet pain, but it's the pursuit of balancing the five pillars that keeps Ben sharing Nikken every day. I know for a fact that without Nikken, I could not enjoy my best life now. His wife, Stacy, and three daughters fully embrace every aspect of humans being more as well. Please welcome Diamond Vance Rogers.
Thank you, Ruben. Thank you. And I'm presuming you can hear me, like I can hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for this honor, this privilege. I look at 29 years with Nikken, and I think I'm just getting started. I'm the exact same age today as my parents were when they got started, so I feel like I'm a Nikken baby. And some would say, well, you are. But today, being Seikokai, I had to ask my dear friend Karen Williams, what does this mean? What is Seikokai? And she said, it's a success meeting. And I went, oh, sort of like the one that I had yesterday. And I said to my father yesterday, I said, Dad, do you know what today is? And he said, September 24th. I said, today, 29 years ago, I heard the word Nikken for the first time. And so today, being Seikokai, I thought, wow, how appropriate is that? So I'm more grateful today to Dennis and Ruth Williams than I was 29 years ago, because it's been an amazing journey, and I feel like we're just getting started. Nikken next. By the way, thank you, Luis. That was so timely. Anyways, I'm honored to do this, and I look forward to playing the host, or as our 11-year-old says, Daddy, you're going to be the host. Oh, you're going to be the coach. No, I'm not going to be the coach. We're just going to have fun. And that's the number one thing, is we're going to have fun today. We're going to learn a lot. We're going to grow a lot as a group. And it's going to be a blast. So thank you.
Excellent. Well, let's start, Vance. What is coming next?
Well, next we have, and you know, I was thinking about this as I was reading the bios, just like you just read mine, Ruben.
Yeah.
And we can start out, when we were born, you know, what our parents were like, all this great stuff. But I think first impressions are the best bio ever. And I've read through all of them, and I can do that. But my dearest friend, or as my wingman, my wingwoman, Karen Williams is just one of those people that when she walks into a room, it's like, okay, the teacher, although small in stature, like you, Ruben, she packs a punch. And when I first met her on the phone, I thought, oh, we're going to be friends for a long time. So I have Karen saved in my phone as my business buddy, or AKA butt kicker. But just like in the movie Top Gun, Tom Cruise with his wingman, you know, talk to me, Goose, talk to me. Karen is one that talks to me on a regular basis. So Karen, talk to the people that are present at Seiko Kai.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Vance. So we're talking about successes this morning. And so I wanted to share some of my successes and some of my speed bumps along the way. And I'm working. There we go. In life, to me, life is like a destination. Okay? Every day is a new destination. And it leads us to another one. So I look at things as a roadmap. What's my roadmap for getting there? And you can see in this roadmap, there are turns, U-turns. And in life, we encounter all of those. We also encounter speed bumps, road closed signs, detours, and sometimes you can increase your speed limit. So we're going to talk about that today in regards to life and my successes. So this is my family, and this is when my children were in high school. My son is in the middle, and when he was about 4 and a half, he was diagnosed with ADD and ADHD. I'm actually the one who diagnosed him. I like to research, and so I was researching. And the doctor said, well, you could put him on a drug if you want to, and it just didn't feel right to me. So I researched ways to work with it naturally, and it was very successful to the point where in his early 30s, he actually thanked me for doing that. So it taught me a lesson along that highway. And the two girls that you see on the ends, if they look alike, that's because they're identical twins. That's what all this gray hair is from. They learned at a very early age that when they could went in different directions, they could get away with it 50% of the time. And so my life was a bit stressful with all of that going on. Then there was a detour, changes beyond my control. I found myself a single parent and working full time. I was a registered dental hygienist, and I missed a lot of my children's school activities, social activities. And it was something that my family is where my heart is. So it was stressful for me to do that. It was stressful working full time. I worked with children as a dental hygienist, which is demanding physically. It's also demanding emotionally. Again, a high stress level. I like to be active. Well, I needed to rest and basically had no time to rest. So my body actually down. I hit a speed bump with all of that going on. I had digestive and intestinal issues that put me in the hospital for 8 days. And I was told I'd be sick with it for the rest of my life, and it was very debilitating, and I really had a hard time functioning. So I prayed, and I talked to God for 8 days, and I promised that if God helped me find the way to get well, I would help anybody I could. As time went on, and I was still working, and all the stress, I developed back problems, probably due to childhood injuries plus stress. And then I hit a road closed sign. My body hurt all over. My muscles were so sore that working was really difficult. I had a sleep issue. If I had one good night's sleep in 3 weeks, that was a lot. I had chronic fatigue. Keep in mind, a dental hygienist uses sharp instruments in people's mouths and I wasn't sleeping well. It's not a safe thing to do. I had a brain fog, so thinking clearly was really a challenge for me. Basically, I ended up with an inability to function on a daily basis. I became hopeless, lost confidence, and started searching for answers because I was forced into retirement and lost my income. So I went back to school for a natural health degree. I had dreams, and part of my hopelessness was not being able to realize those dreams. First of all, I wanted to function. That was basic. I wanted to dance at my children's weddings when they got married. I wanted to play with grandchildren when I had grandchildren. I wanted to have fun. I wanted to be active again. And all of that was out of my reach. So while the naturopathic recommendations were somewhat effective at times, I still was having difficulties on a daily basis. Then I got an increase your speed limit sign. I discovered Niken in 2005. That's when I began my recovery process. Physically, I started using the technologies, and every time I added a technology, my health improved. I got my clarity back, which was awesome. I could think clearly. And I found myself feeling stronger and getting better. On an emotional level, several months after I started using the technologies, I discovered we had a Humans Being More workshop. And I was elated because the first answer I got after leaving the hospital was the emotional connection to physical health. And so now I could combine my two loves, my physical improvements with my emotional improvements. I participated in conference calls from leaders and, as Vance said, in the ICAN program. I attended meetings and conventions, which before I had not been able to do locally. And for me, local is 3 to 6 hours away. So I do have to travel pretty much everywhere I go. I attended corporate conventions, and I absolutely fell in love with the Niken philosophies. Lately, we've all been doing Zooms, and it's amazing what's happened since doing the Zooms. I am now developing more solid friendships than I did when we were meeting in person. So I really have embraced the idea of the Zooms, and I'm grateful to be able to connect with so many more people on a deeper level. I've set goals and I've achieved them. My outlook has shifted. I'm encouraged. I'm hopeful and I'm confident. My confidence has returned. I have a vision. I have multiple visions. I've been able to dance at my children's weddings. So you can see that in the center. That was joyous for me. I'm active and I play with my grandchildren, and you can see the fun that we have. And the little guy in the navy blue shirt, we wore our matching Milwaukee Brewers shirts that day. He's my Energizer Bunny. He's 5 years old now and I can keep up with him, and very exciting to me. About 12 years ago, I realized a 20-year-long dream when I went to Orlando for 8 days, and I became certified as a personal development facilitator. 5 years ago, I became a certified yoga teacher, which was harder than giving birth to my twins because I didn't know yoga at the time, and I was 67 years old when I started. I hit a speed, let's go back. I want to show you what I did after my yoga certification. So you see this picture on the, it's upper left on my screen, where everybody has their hands raised to the sky. We are actually doing yoga after celebration in San Diego. That was my way of celebrating Niken. I went to celebrate Niken. That's where my heart is, because Niken literally has given me my quality of life back. I also went to celebrate my success in becoming certified as a yoga teacher. Underneath that, my friends from Niken, we were having fun. We walked around a lot. And then I went to Utah just before the shutdown order last year. And that was a speed bump, believe it or not. I had been very ill for 2 months before that with a biochemical imbalance that affected several organs. And I didn't know how I was going to make it. Well, my Niken family came to the rescue. People brought food for me because I was on a special nutritional program. Vance made sure I was picked up from the airport. Ruth made sure I had a way home, back to the airport from the venue in Layton. And Louise's presentation on Thursday with Humans Being More, Where My Heart Is. It was very significant for me. So I was able to attend because of my Niken family. And Ruben, I'll thank you for the picture at the bottom, because I saw that on Facebook as well. So thank you for that. So some of my successes, I'm healthier. I feel better, stronger, more active than ever before. I earn an income now. Each year my income has increased. I give myself a raise. I make sure I qualify at rank every month. I'm customer centric. I keep in contact with my customers. I make sure they're having the results that they want. I've achieved Club Ki. I did that in 2020 miraculously when I wasn't well and when I attended the Utah Summit. This year what I did is January 1st, I said, I want to be Club Ki more than once. So I did that this year while taking 10 days off to spend with family. I'm doing what I love. I'm empowering others. I was speaking with a customer this week, and she told me something that I had been now, and I've been working with her since the end of March. My favorite childhood memory is my back not hurting. And she has a wellness home now, and I'm so grateful that I'm able to give her that gift. So I'm creating a life of balance, living an active wellness lifestyle as a human being more. And I have two favorite quotes that I want to share with you because they're helping me create a healthy society one person at a time. The first is by Mahatma Gandhi, "Be the change you want to see in the world." The second is from Thomas Edison, "The doctor of the future will give no medication but will interest his patients in the care of the human frame, diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease." So while my journey has had speed bumps, detours, and roadblocks, I encourage you to stay with your goals and keep dreaming. And my tips are to express your appreciation, believe in yourself, believe in your heart's desires, celebrate your successes, and carry them with you in your mind and in your heart as you travel. And I want to express my gratitude for and to Niken for the tools to reach my destination, for the opportunity to live a fulfilling and purposeful life, and for the opportunity to share my journey with all of you. Vance, I'll turn it back to you.